Yeah, I'm like Neo now.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That's Morpheus.
Jurassic Views live from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. I'm with my man Chad Cecil, Julie Cecil, Evelyn Diamond, and Catherine Diamond. The whole fam's here visiting some friends of Cecil's. Michiganders in the house. 22-22 through one quarter. Evelyn, how are you feeling to be at your first Raptors game? Now, what do you think of the Raptors play 22-22 through one quarter?
I don't know.
It's tough. She's, you know, a little discombobulated, confused, enjoying it. It's overwhelming to be at your first game and have your dad throw the microphone in. But luckily, ready for any question that comes her way. My partner, Catherine Diamond. Catherine, your first game in like 20 years. How does it feel to be in another building besides a Raptors building?
Well, it's kind of fun. It almost feels like a home away from home game. A lot of Raptors fans in the house. Too bad the Raps aren't really playing so well to start, but you know, we still got three quarters to go. Lots can happen in this ball game.
Yeah, the numbers don't lie. The Raptors don't look good through the first quarter. 35% from the field, 22% from downtown. They've given up a couple offensive rebounds. So, got lots of improvement to do, but hopefully they can do that. I predicted a 125-107 victory for the Raptors. They got a long way to go. Catherine, any thoughts on the end of this game, what your prediction is score-wise?
No prediction. Let's check back in at half.
Sounds good. Here we go, second quarter. In classic Toronto Raptors basketball fashion, Dwayne Casey's curse still exists. 2:36 to go. 89-86 Raps. There are a lot of Raptors fans here, and they're going to be extremely disappointed. I'm already at a livid level, so I don't know what's going to happen if we lose this game from the main crowd. Tie game! Tie game! Detroit basketball. Jurassic Views was on the road in Detroit with the Raptors in Little Caesars Arena. A really fun environment, a fun time to go to the game, especially with your family. As you heard, I was with my family. The game was a lot closer than it really should have been. As you could hear as well, I was not happy with how the Raptors played. Defensively, Jeff Doughton and OG Anunoby were excellent. Offensively, Pascal Siakam shined bright like a diamond. But this was not a good game from the Toronto Raptors overall. They left it late, but they did get the win. Had a great time. Had a really good time hanging out with my man Chad Cecil, his daughter, obviously my family. The arena was great. If you are ever in the Detroit area, in South Detroit, in Windsor, if the Raptors are playing Detroit and you are in Southern Ontario, this is a stadium to go check out. If you're just a basketball fan and maybe a team that you're interested in is playing, go to Little Caesars Arena. The fan and fan experience is high. The food is great. Tons of beverage options, especially for beer. Way better than Scotiabank Arena. The flow of traffic, so to speak, foot traffic within the stadium is very, very good. For a Raptors-Pistons game, it's a lot of fun. There are tons of Raptors fans. There's a lot of back and forth. There's a lot of competitive nature within the stadium, not just on the court, but in the stands. Yeah, really worth going to. I really appreciated the Detroit fans. Their team is horrible this year. Bottom three. Obviously, Cade Cunningham has been injured. And they just haven't been able to stay healthy as a team. But they're very young. And so they got a bright future. This would be a great place for Victor Wembanyama to land. Knowing that Jaden Ivey is there. Killian Hayes. Cade Cunningham, as I mentioned. Beef Stew would give some protection to Victor. So Victor wouldn't have to always be down low. Marvin Bagley III offers them some nice bench help. He had a solid game against the Raptors, actually. Precious just couldn't handle him. He outplayed Precious a ton. And even at times, Jakob Poeltl had difficulties with him. The Detroit Pistons also have James Wiseman, who they just picked up through a trade with Golden State. They let Sadiq Bey go, which makes sense. He's a little older than these guys, these young guys. I'm sure Bogdanovich will get traded next year, during the trade deadline or even in the offseason. But this is a team that is very much built around a young core and will continue to do so for at least one more season. But they have a lot of talent. And with another season or two under a very sharp development coach, especially for young players in Dwayne Casey, I think this is like a Toronto Raptors 2013 team. They have the chance probably in the next 2 or 3 years to be competitive and to have like a really rock solid core. Unfortunately for the Detroit Pistons, this will be their fourth straight year not making the playoffs. They're nowhere near good enough. And again, the inexperience and not having Cade Cunningham really impacts them. This is a Detroit franchise that has been in mediocrity for quite a long time, and even worse than that. They've been bottom feeders for a number of years in the last 12. But this team, this franchise, this city knows good basketball. And the state of Michigan loves to support good basketball and are very knowledgeable. This is a state that has Michigan State University, who has seen lots of players, including, of course, Draymond Green, Magic Johnson, just to name a few all-timers, Hall of Famers. This is also a state that has a University of Michigan, the Fab Five, legends, of course, that played for them in the past. Jordan Poole recently, of course, was on this team. So this is a basketball state and really a basketball city. The city really represented quite well for a bottom-feeding team. This wasn't a sellout crowd, the game we went to, but 16,000-17,000 people. Again, many Raptors fans were there, probably 4,000-5,000. But they know basketball. They saw the Bad Boys in the 80s and early 90s. They then got Grant Hill in the mid 90s for a number of years, with Allen Houston being part of that team. And then into the early to mid 2000s, Chauncey Billups, Rasheed Wallace, Tajon Prince, Ben Wallace, all played for this team. They had a lot of success, won titles in 1989 and 1990 with that Bad Boys team, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn, and of course the Worm. Dennis Rodman, my personal favorite Detroit Piston of all time. And then they won again in 2004. They've had good coaches come through here. Chuck Daly, of course, a legend. Rick Carlisle cut his teeth in Detroit. And even Larry Brown, who guided that guided that Detroit Pistons team to a number of playoff runs, and also got them to the final and won it all after he was in Philly and got Philly and Allen Iverson to the finals in 2001. This is a team who's known good coaching, and so this is a special city for basketball. I don't know if basketball would be the number one sport, both in participation and in terms of viewership and fandom, but it would be right up there. And this is a special city in that it's a black city, similar to Atlanta, kind of Atlanta North. 85% of Detroit citizens in the 60s, 70s, and 80s were black. And now even still, there's 75% of the population that is black, and it's noticeable. It's not just noticeable in the people, but, the art, the music that comes out of this town. Obviously Motown exists here. Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder were in here, but then you got Eminem, Jay Dilla. You've got, so many artists that have made it coming out of Detroit, and the list goes on of how good basketball, the arts are in Detroit, and this city shows up for the black community in really powerful ways. And Evelyn, my daughter, who is with me as we are driving in Detroit for 10 minutes, she was reading the signs, she was looking at murals, and it representing the civil rights movement, it representing the community that is there, the black community that is there, a very empowering community, and a community that is really climbing after some difficult, difficult years in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. So a special place to be in a really special NBA location. I see this team in the next 5 years returning to not a golden age, but returning to really competitive basketball that they can be proud of and excited about. And that will make things really fun for the Raptors, because this was a city that and franchises that really rivaled, had some rivalries in the early 2000s with Vince Carter there, and then the Pistons getting better with Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton. And so you'd like that to return. You could see, Scottie Barnes and Gary Trent Jr. being around for a while, Precious Achiuwa. And then on the other side of the court, the Detroit Pistons with Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham, they would bring it as well. And so I'm looking forward to the rivalry that will reemerge in the next 2, 3, 4 years and, get sellout crowds and have really raucous and rowdy times with playoff implications on the line. We didn't get to experience too much of that. We got drowned out by boos and the sound system trying to drown Raptors fans out. It was a very lively Raptors crowd. And in the end, the Raptors fans left with a smile on their face and the last laugh as they won the game 95-91. But the Pistons hung in there. They needed some really bad shooting from the Toronto Raptors to make it close. The Raptors at one point in the third quarter were down 69-62 after an awful first half, 44-44. Both teams missed a lot of easy buckets, especially the Raptors. The Raptors missed 12 free throws on the game, had lots of opportunities to put this away. But the real swing part of this game was at the end of the third and start of the fourth when the Raptors were down 5 and then were able to get an 8-point lead. And really, if Gary Trent Jr. had been his normal Gary self, he would have lifted this team up. OG, if he was able to find his legs and his strength around the rim and from downtown, you would have seen this game be a little more lopsided and a little more comfortable for the Raptors. Instead, what we saw was Pascal Siakam having to save his team. And then finally, Gary Trent drilled a three to get the Raptors up five and give that little bit of separation with under a minute to play. Marvin Bagley III, would hit a free throw to get the game within two near the end of this ball game. But Pascal sealed it with less than 10 seconds to go, hitting two free throws. And the Raptors won on the road, which was nice, very nice. But again, this was more than just about basketball for me and my family. Being able to be with friends, my friend Chad, growing up in Michigan, just an hour away from Detroit in Jackson, Michigan, having not been to a game in about 12 to 15 years, him getting a chance to watch it with his daughter, that was special. For my wife, it was the first time she had been to a game in like 18 years. And so to be able to go to a game on the road in a new building, a really nice building, and a fun competitive environment with all the Raptors fans there too. And my daughter's first time watching an NBA game. She's, you know, been to a CEBL game, but has never had the chance to watch the Raptors, partly because of the pandemic, partly because of prices in Toronto. And so she got to experience that and really had a good time, was quite lively at the end of that game. So that was a lot of fun to have a special experience. And of course, for me, my first game back at a Raptors game since January 2020, before the pandemic hit. So lots of fun. Got the win as the Raptors got the win as they did in January 2020, beating the Philadelphia 76ers that season, or in that game that I went to. And it was not as close. Philadelphia was much better, and so were the Raptors, but the Raptors definitely outplayed them in the fourth, won comfortably. And this one, tight as can be, but again, Pascal Siakam's game rose to the occasion, and he was definitely the best player on the court. You could even say on both offensive, defensive sides of the ball, but definitely overall, he was head and shoulders above the next guy. So hope you got a chance to enjoy this win. If you didn't, hopefully there's a lot more wins for the Raptors to get. I really believe their best basketball is ahead of them. And so will our days as fans be, as they are able to get more wins, to be more successful, and to really gel and settle in as a team now with Jakob Poeltl on the squad looking really good, and Will Barton being added to the mix to give more depth. All right, y'all. Hope you are enjoying this day. Hope you've been able to listen to both podcasts that were released today, the post-game versus Chicago Bulls, and now this game summarizing the Raptors win in Detroit and my experience in the building with my family. All right. Catch up to you soon after the two games in Washington. Peace.